Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we're going to discuss why ERP technology is critical for the renewable energy sector. Joining me today is Adam Cheatham, who is the Director of Strategy and Transformation for Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage is an independent and technology-agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. And Adam has guided some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys, helping them execute every step of their digital strategy. And we are so lucky to have him here with us today. Hey, Adam, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. So let's dive into the world of renewable energy, shall we? So as we know, the renewable sector is the fastest growing energy sector in the United States. And according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, 17.1% of U.S. electricity was sourced from renewables in 2018, with hydro, wind, and biomass making up the majority of that figure. So what's more, that number is expected to rise to 24% by 2030 and continue to grow through 2050. So what do these figures tell us about the current landscape in the energy sector?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think that, you know, oil and gas is never going to really completely go away. But this is a move that's going to continue to accelerate, and it's going to gain momentum. The renewables energies are going to continue to grow. The demand for them will continue to grow. The commitments that our country and the world are making to these types of technologies will continue to grow. And so this sector is poised to really have a lot of additional growth and revenue injected into it in the coming years.
Yeah. And we often associate renewables with innovation and breakthroughs in technology. So could you maybe speak a bit about the kinds of technologies these organizations are dealing with on the day-to-day basis?
Yeah. So all kinds of renewable energies from a perspective of technology, there's always an innovation here and innovation there that makes things either more efficient or more cost-effective that are being injected into the industry. From a perspective of technologies, from a digital platform perspective, they have a lot of the same things that are available and have been available for a little while, but the industry is being found in a way that those platforms are starting to recognize it and cater to it a bit more. So you'll start seeing that in the software space, companies really want to be able to capture what it is the renewable industry is doing and so that they can become a part of it.
Yeah, lovely. And some ERP professionals would call the energy sector a niche market, and as they have a few unique challenges that you wouldn't find in other fields like manufacturing. So as an offshoot of traditional energy, would you consider renewable energy a niche market within a niche market as far as software is concerned?
Yes and no. There are lots of ways of going after this, right? There's the actual, which product are we talking about here, right? If we're talking about manufacturing wind turbines, for example, that's a renewables energy. And the manufacturing of those is big, heavy industrial type of equipment. And that's going to feel a lot like any large manufacturing. When it comes to capturing the energy outputs and the ways that that happens, it's going to feel a little bit different. And then the technology for measuring the efficiencies of those things, in a lot of cases, renewable energy makes a lot of claims of less, more efficient, less of a carbon footprint and those types of things. And people want to be able to measure that and prove it, particularly as you really get into selling some of those things, like selling the energy, as well as I'm selling the carbon credits and stuff like that. I mean, Tesla makes a ton of money selling carbon credits. Where does that come into a system, and what does that look like from a software perspective? So there's really a redefinition of what is available in the renewables industry, whether it's the provision of energy, carbon credits that are useful for. I mean, Tesla sells a lot of those to Ford, so those types of things, and that demand for carbon credits and the reduction in footprint. And the types of efficiencies that need to be measurable, those aren't going to, demand for that's going nowhere but up.
Some good points there. And what are a few aspects of the renewable energy industry that make it unique from an IT perspective? So like what distinct challenges do they face as an industry, and how does that translate to ERP software?
Yeah, that variety of places that they can be impacted in the supply chain of renewable energy, right? So people want to talk about how product is sourced, materials that are created. And a lot of times companies are wanting to talk about whether or not those were sourced from some type of a renewable energy or some type of a more environmentally sound practice. And so that starts in there, and you end up with the things like the like battery electric cars and things like that. And then when you start talking about renewable energy from a perspective of providing energy on a billable rate and as a utility, that's a totally different side of things. Mm-hmm. It's a part of the industry, but having experience in that part is different than having experience in the supply chain part of it, or the manufacturing of things like solar panels and the biomass setups that are just designed to create energy, and all of the types of natural gases that are part of that more environmentally friendly side of things. But from a renewable perspective, you really have something that is continuing to generate its own output and looking to cash in on that. In an ERP perspective, it creates a number of different angles that software companies will say, well, we have experience in the renewables energy industry. What does that mean? Which part of it? That's like saying I have experience in food because I eat it. It's different to look at the market in a more complex way, because it's a very complex market indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes a lot of sense. As an offshoot of the energy sector, those in the renewable space had to leverage the software available. So now that renewable energy is playing a bigger role, technology needs are changing, but infrastructure is pretty much staying the same. So I imagine that creates a few headaches for CTOs of renewable energy organizations looking to start digital transformation projects. And when we come back from a quick break, we're going to discuss how ERP software comes into play for the renewable energy sector and how new best practices are shaping the sector's most wanted technology features.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dokovich, speaking with Adam Cheatham of Third Stage Consulting on the topic of ERP for renewable energy sector. Without further ado, let's jump back in. So we have discussed the current landscape of the renewable energy sector and the modern challenges it faces. Now let's talk about where ERP technology comes in. So what are a few of the main draws of an ERP solution for the renewables sector?
Well, that's a complex question. There are a lot of ways of approaching it. Some of these renewables companies have been around for longer than you'd think. 30-40 years. It's just been taking it's been a long, slow growth process, and figuring out what that looks like is important. And you start talking about a few of the main draws of an ERP solution for this space. It has to do with being able to track data and do that accurately and effectively. It's very quite a number of these components that get a little bit of a stipend from the government to be able to work in this industry. Where does that money go? Like, you don't get grants from the government without having to report where you put the money. You don't get to tell people in a lot of states that this is going to reduce your cost by X amount of dollars a month without being able to prove it, and being able to track the data and the costs associated with it, and say that this project will pay for itself in renewable energy. You have to be able to track that. And just as much being able to track renewable energy projects, where it is those things are going to be built and how it is that's going to happen, from a perspective of tracking vendors and which parts of the supply chain you're going to be involved in. And all of those are interesting to me in the idea of an ERP solution for renewables. If you want to talk ERP for renewables that turn into utilities and are creating electricity for sale, tracking that and being able to know where it comes from, the carbon credits that come from companies that are in a renewable space, those are important to track too, and being able to make sure that they're the impact and the size of the credits and all of that are tracked effectively. So it's very complex, and the complex tracking, and particularly from a financial perspective, can be quite a significant undertaking.
Yeah, could definitely imagine. And in terms of strategy, what would be your one piece of advice for renewables organizations just beginning in the process of digital transformation? What can organizations expect from this kind of process?
Yeah, I'd say start with a strategy for what it is you want from this. Know what your expectations are and where your where it is you're unique and what it is your objectives are. A digital transformation should always start with a strategy that focuses on the long term and is founded in the objectives that are realistic and achievable for your organization.
And what are some of the risks organizations face if they choose to stick with legacy software?
Yeah, the legacy software will continue to produce legacy data, and that's really it. Trying to get more out of that software is really difficult to do. And so staying on a platform that you've been using in an industry that's growing this rapidly really could put you in a spot where you're getting left behind. Your competitors will be looking for more out of their software, just like competitors are in every part of the ERP space and every part of every industry. And so remaining on legacy software can hamper your business from being able to grow and compete in this very diverse and very complicated industry.
Absolutely. And how does operational change management come into play here?
Yep. Operational change management comes into play with figuring out how it is your processes might change when you start talking about bringing in a new software. Just as important as organizational change management, the folks that are going to use it. You're going to have somebody that's going to come in and has been tracking things and data from a certain perspective for quite some time. And all of a sudden, the amount of data that is requested of them and of the process that they own is going to increase because the amount of data available for a software system to track is going to increase as well. And then the change management side of it is just as important from a perspective of knowing what that means to that person and understanding how it is they grow into that operational role so that it can support what it is you're trying to achieve with this software and as a business.
Super interesting. And there's so much valuable information that you've, helped us out with today. So we really appreciate that and for sharing your insights. And if our listeners would want to learn more about this, what are some resources that you might suggest?
Yeah, I'd say reach out to us and ask questions. We'd love to be able to talk to you. You can follow us on LinkedIn and subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's lots of great information out there that's industry agnostic. And if you really want to talk something more industry specific, let's chat. You can reach out to me directly.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Adam. Well, we're about out of time for today's episode, but I wanted to thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your insights once again.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
And I wanted to thank all you for listening today. Again, my name is Sarah Djokovic, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.